Yo, what's up? I want to take some time to send a special shout out to our sponsor, Walk Excellent. Walk Excellent is a new and upcoming business. If you don't know, they make 100% pure and natural body butters, fragrance oils, face and skin products, and more. Make sure that you check them out at www.walkexcellent.com. You can also follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Walk Excellent.
Yo, what's up, bro?
What's good?
Man, do you know, I just found my headphones. And I was about to be like, under this fucking book. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were right next to me on my desk. And when I had spoke to you earlier, I had took a little break, you know what I'm saying, trying to get ready for the show. And then I started looking for them again. That's why I'm a couple minutes late calling in. And I was just about to give up and just be like, fuck it. And then something told me to lift the book. <Right there. laughs>
No, that's how all trauma start. You know that, right?
Oh, so you saying I can get a check?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I can be your manager. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I'm already your manager, so that ain't going to work, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, we can, like, you know, we can turn this into a hustle, you know what I'm saying?
So the manager that manages to get money but ain't got no manager type shit.
Then we can, we go get a check and I give you 10% every month, you know.
No. Oh, no. You know what? 90%, you give me 10% of that, you're going to get 90% worth of ass whooping. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Where my money? You know, hey, I know you seen that one video when that lady went off on that man about them grits. And she said,
yeah.
Where my grits at? Yeah, where the fuck my money at, nigga? I'm going to come at you the same way. You know, we don't play. We don't play, but...
I saw that happen, like, in real life, though. Like, lady was getting, like, her brother check. And, like, you know what I'm saying? She was getting them, like, $30 and shit like that.
Oh, hell no.
That's
wrong.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And when you spend that $30, she wouldn't give him no more and shit. She'd give him $30, like, get cigarettes and shit like that.
I'm in the wrong
business. I remember seeing that shit when I was a child, like when I was young, you know what I'm saying? I remember, I just remember when that seeing that shit happened before. I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. You know, that's why, you know, at least you, despite everything on some real stuff, you know, it's good, you know, to pray for peace of mind. And good health, you know, health is also your mind as well, because if you get to a point where you can't take care of yourself and you have to depend on somebody else to take care of you, then, you know, hopefully they do, you know, everything that they're supposed to do. But some people be out here on that get you, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you never know, but since, you know, you already have made me your beneficiary, I got you, bro. I got you. You don't have no worries. I ain't going to do you like that.
Yeah, I'm in big trouble.
Nah.
You probably have me stripping at rest homes and all kind of shit.
You gonna do it. You ain't going to never stop. You're going to be rapping still. You're going to be on the radio 24/7. You're going to be like, come on, I need a break. Ain't no breaks around here, bro. No breaks at all. You know,
Miss Jojo.
But to those that are listening out there, what's up, you guys? This is the NC Hip Hop Show. This is our anniversary episode. So make sure that you guys call into the show if you are listening, 845-241-9874. We are going to be giving away some prizes from our sponsor, Walk Excellent, as well as, you know, we're going to be playing some cuts. We're going to look back at our past year and, you know, just chop it up per usual, you know how we do, you know? So, Big Sam, tell us, let's start with you. What is one of your most memorable moments
from the past NC hip hop shows?
I like the round table about financial literacy. That was one of my favorite shows. I like the BIP magazine interview. I enjoyed that one. I like the round table about trying to think of, we did so many of them, man. Like, it was one that we did, I think we was on the phone for like damn near 2 hours,
probably
almost
one,
three.
The one
that
with
the financial
violence?
Yeah, that was another good one.
Yeah.
I know it was
that
one
was
we was on the phone damn near. We was on the phone almost 3 hours. I think it was the domestic violence one.
I believe so.
A lot of our roundtables went at least 2+ hours. So between that one and the financial one, I'm with you on that. And the first one that we did too, right? That was just kind of breaking the waters, you know, touching, you know, out with the community or whatever and just testing the waters with the round table. So I like the first one in general. I think we was just talking about a little bit of everything from what's going on with the pandemic and the vaccine and, you know, the way of the world. And, you know, people was, you know, talking about some good stuff. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. What about special guests?
Like I said, I enjoyed BIP magazine. I enjoyed when Kay the Barber came on and my girl Shonda and I'm trying to think. And Dawood. But it's like I really enjoyed all the shows though. Like, you know what I'm saying? I enjoyed all of them because, like, you know, it's like the interview shed light on the artists and the people, you know what I'm saying? Like even when the lady that runs the Seattle Music Awards, like when she was on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That was a good episode. I enjoyed that, just hearing about, you know what I'm saying, you know, like the behind the scenes to how the awards are put together and, you know, just,
right.
just you know, get the insight on that. And you know, it was a lot of different interviews. I liked all of them, though, truth be told. I just felt like every show was just insightful and it was kind of magical and it came together, like, every show.
Like it was supposed to, right. I can definitely dig that. And, you know, shout out to Lady Scribe, who Sin was just talking about, that owns and operates the Seattle Sound Music Awards. I actually was an award honoree this year, you know, for the Hip Hop Oscars for female artists. So, you know, that more information should be coming on that. The awards pop off around Thanksgiving. So we'll keep you updated as well. But definitely shout out to Lady Scribe and the Seattle Sound Music Awards. But I'm with you, bro. Like, you know, I feel like every show that we've done since the beginning, like we've just grown. And it just keeps getting better and better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, we just be going off the fly and just going with the flow. And everybody's energy just ends up matching up. And it's just, you know, it was meant to be. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying? Usually by the end of the show, when it happens, everything that was supposed to happen, happened. And, you know, I have no complaints about it at all. You know,
and sometimes things we didn't expect to happen were happening, like, you know.
Mhm. Mhm.
It would just come together, you know. Cause like
and
you know
we
like,
would, like just behind the scenes really quick, like, you know, we would book our own guests separately and sometimes we'll do them together, but Sam will holler at his people, I will holler at my people, and then they would just happen to be on the show at the same time. Same day, but different time slots. And the content of their conversation just matched up with everything else that was going on the show. And they didn't know about who was coming on. We didn't know, vice versa. We just went with the flow. And it's magical stuff, you know, that happens, you know. And so I can't complain at all, bro.
And I like when we interviewed when you interviewed the people from overseas, like that episode, that was a good episode too, because it was insightful on like how they got into hip hop and who their influences is, and you know what I'm saying, just how hip hop is like over there, or whatever. That was a good episode.
That was. Larkin Sparks and Centel Productions. Yeah, shout out to our overseas cats. When did we interview them? Like, what was that?
It was about
July,
probably,
June?
Yeah, it was in the summer. I think it was like July, I believe. It was July, June, around that time.
That was a good episode.
Anytime, Unfadables, anytime they came on. Unfadables, anytime they came on, it was a good show.
It definitely was.
But it was just truthfully, I liked all the shows, though. I enjoyed them all, you know. And the timing of everything, like with the going like through the pandemic and all that, you know.
That's true. We did go through the pandemic together pretty much, because we started, the pandemic was already going, but we started October 4th, 2020 was the first show that we ever did for this, show here. So, yeah, we went through the pandemic and talked about a lot of things. Things have changed from last year to this year, and it's only been a year, Yeah, it's just been so much that we've done, and that's not even really scratching the surface of what's to come, because the opportunities are just endless out here, just endless, you know. So that's all I can say. I do want to send a shout out, though, to DJ iSizzle. I see you out there. He's in there tuning in, and, you know, he talked with us, too, you know, and had a dope interview with us as well, you know, from the Seattle area. So make sure that you guys check him out. And he also sent a track to us as well, called I Get It In. And it's a track that he produced featuring Girl Highlight. So I'll play that here in just a moment. But shout out to DJ iSizzle. And also want to send a shout out to my peeps from Seattle, you know, Jamal and Dez, what's up, y'all? Waste Management. Appreciate y'all for calling in and joining the round table and, you know, chopping it up with us a few times there, you know. Got some music from them as well I can throw in the mix. They got some cuts, so, man, we're just keeping it going, right? That's all I can say. So, yeah, man, we're going to give out some prizes here soon. So make sure that you guys call in at 845-241-9874. I don't know how we're going to give away our call-in prizes right now, but we have a couple of ideas that we have that we're going to try to do. So we're just going to wait for the people to call, and then we're going to just do what it do at that time. So on that note, I think I'm going to just go ahead and play this track that DJ iSizzle sent me, and we'll bring it right back. Let's get it.
Get it. We're not making enemies. Got a lot of friends in the premises. That's right. Seattle, let's ride. Time to get around. We can mingle all night. On the bands and the bucked out. Bucked out. They surprised I would watch that.
Period.
Ends up in the air when we got that. Get the money like my Zucker.
Let me tell you something, son. This is Stone Cold Steve Austin. And when I ain't drinking beer or stomping a mud hole in a sun, bitch, I'm listening to the MC Hip Hop Show, hosted by Taz that MC and Big Sin. If you like listening to the MC Hip Hop Show, give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
If you don't like the MC Hip Hop Show, I'm gonna whip your ass. And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.
You are now listening to the NC Hip Hop Show. Turn up.
Yeah, we are back. And anybody that has them voice drops for us, please send it to us, as well as any submissions. And, you know, we would love to share our platform with you guys and get you guys on the air. You know, unless that shit is whack, then, you know, it might be a different story. Sin usually handles the whack department. So anything that's whack, just go ahead and send it to him directly, and he'll get you taken care of.
Yeah, I got a nice big empty dump, you know what I'm saying? And I keep it empty so that way when I throw that shit in the dumpster, you can hear it when it hit the bottom and make that big boom noise.
Also is tapped in the mister from the Color Purple, so he can tell if it been messed with, you know. So don't be fucking with it.
Hey, fuck with my dumpster. I done fixed my dumpster. I can tell if it be messed with.
I already know. Hopefully he ain't got to throw nothing in there.
I just want to say that song, the song you played, that song, that was flamer. I like that joint. I was digging that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I like that. Got a different sound to it. I like that. I love to hear stuff like that, man. Like, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Something different.
And then that drop you played out of that was so ignorant, man. Like, I don't know who made that, man, but that was just ignorant.
That was one of your submissions, if I'm not mistaken. Thinking because that's your boy. You know?
I don't even remember. I don't know nothing about that, man. Like, you know.
Yeah. I got the email.
What happened to the gospel one I sent? Like, you know.
You didn't send one to me. Now you know it's Sunday and you telling stories on the radio. You ain't right. You know what I'm saying? You ain't right. You want me to send it to me then, and I got you. You know, we believe in the Lord, We love you, Lord. We just playing, you know what I'm saying? So when you get ready to strike somebody down, just go on past me and go on right to who you're looking for, right over there in North Carolina.
Yeah, you know, I send it to you, but you know, just don't somehow don't make the show for some reason, you know.
You see how he's telling stories, you guys? You see? Those that know you know that you are full of shit. We don't even know when you're not full of shit. You know what I'm saying? We just don't know. Yeah. I'm with the people.
You know, I hear that a lot, you know, from people. Like, just like it's damn near daily now. People be telling me that.
Yeah, I wonder why. If you hear something more than once, then, yeah, you might want to look into that, buddy. You might want to look into that.
If they're not saying, you know, you're telling me I'm going to hell, or I just hear so many different scenarios, man.
Yeah, you know what it is. You just trying to act like you're crazy. You know, you trying to get a check. Fuck that. You ain't getting your check before me, nigga. I'll call you out. I got the files. I got the emails. I got all that shit. I've been knowing your ass for a long time. Matter of fact, I got some shit that me and Big Sin did, like what we think it was, 2006?
Yeah, it had to be about 06 because I was living in Virginia at the time. And,
yeah.
I remember when I recorded the song, and it had to be 06.
Mm-hmm.
It had to be 06. It had to be 06, and it was around this time of the year. It was in the fall.
Well, you don't remember, nigga. Now you making up shit. Talking about
in
the fall. Like.
It was in the fall. Because I remember I had fucked around. I was working at Wendy's at the time. And I had fucked around. I got a weekend off. I got like a Friday
down.
And a Saturday off. And I remember I hopped on the bus. And I came down to, I came to North Carolina from Richmond, Virginia. And I did the session.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded that song. I think I recorded like 3 songs.
Oh, okay.
That was one of the songs. Because I remember I put the song together. I used to walk to work every day. I didn't have a car and shit. I used to walk like 30 minutes to work. So when I used to walk, I used to put my songs together while I was walking.
I know that's right. And did you... So when I did the song with you, was I on the remix, or did you already, was this the first one?
It was the remix. I put you
okay.
on the remix. It was like the remix to the joint.
I know that's right. Okay. Well, I found this a couple of weeks ago. It was just crazy, and how I. Because we have been looking for it, and we have another song that we did that we trying to find too as well, because over the years, technology changes, as everybody knows, which now it's kind of more easier to keep track of your shit. But, you know, I've lost shit back in the days that was on floppy disk and CDs and stuff like that, and with websites and stuff, you just hope they don't crash, you know, or that you still... you know, have your email or whatever and can access it, you know, because you can lose some shit too. But, you know, at least now with Spotify and things like that, hopefully things will stay in the airways. But you never know what's going to happen in 5, 10, 15 years, what music is going to look like. But if I can, I want to hold on to everything that I have now, because the shit that's gone is gone. I can't get that back. But at least holding on to what we have, if I have to transfer it over to USB or something else, I don't know. It's so much shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But on the flip side, I found it.
I had a lot of music. I had a Yahoo email account, and I used to just go in there and just look it up and find it and shit. Then I got locked out of it, so I don't even know the password to the email. I can't even get in there. I lost so much shit, man. From that era, from that time.
Shit.
Yeah, man, because I had, like, a lot of music, man, during that, like, that era, that time frame, like, the early 2000s to the mid-2000s, and I lost all of it.
Right. Well, I know I lost one of my SoundClick pages back in the day, because for now, you know, you can have multiple pages, but for whatever reasons, they sent me an email and was like, oh, you got the Taz at MC page and the Tazzy page. I can't have both pages, and one of them was going to go away. So they took one before I could even get in there to get the rest of my shit. So I'm just like, fuck, you know. It was the smaller one that they got rid of, so I still got, you know, a lot of my songs and shit back then, but some of them motherfuckers is just gone. And after a while, it's been so long, you don't even remember which ones is what, you know. Don't even want to even list them out and think about them like that. Motherfuckers start crying and shit. Be like, oh, these damn songs, you know.
My partner, he got like a lot of music on, like on floppy disks and shit, but he got so many of them, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it'll be fucking.
How can he even play that shit?
Oh, he got he got like he got like a big ass track board. That's what we recorded all the music on. And he got them shits on like this and shit. And I think he uploaded like through the CD burner or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And now we recording like on a computer now. He using a program similar to Pro Tools, but the program is actually damn near like the board. So we've been recording like the new EP I just dropped. We recorded that whole EP like on the computer. It was a different process.
Yeah, well, that's what's up.
And it actually, I don't know, I like recording on the board better because it's faster. The process is faster.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, we can record a song and he can throw a mix on it real quick and the mix be decent. You know what I'm saying? He don't have to really do a whole lot. But like now with the computer, I think because he's still learning it, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. It just feel like it just take longer to do.
Right.
You know, but the sound is good.
Right. Well, I can dig it. I can dig it. Technology is forever changing. That's why I personally just go to the studio and let them do what they do, because I used to try to record my shit on Cool Edit and Adobe Audition and all that stuff. And people tell me from time to time that I should get a program and record at home, but I don't want to do all that. I don't like it. I don't. You know, I don't care if it saves me money. If I got money and I could put it in somebody else's pocket, help me, please. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, because it's like already a hard enough process coming up with the rhymes and the verses. I just want to go in the studio, get my off, and go home. That's it. I don't want to sit there and listen and have to keep on, you know, re-listening, mixing and mastering, and then I got to bounce it down. And fuck all that. I ain't doing it, bro. I'm cool, you know. I don't know how I used to do it and used to like it. Mm-mm.
I'm going to tell you, you know, what you really need to do, you need to get you a camera and start shooting some videos, man, specifically that televideo.
And on that note, we're going to go ahead and play this Carolina Anthem. You know, I'm going to talk to you about that in a minute, but, yeah, let's go on and play this Carolina Anthem featuring Taz at MC and Big Sin. And we did this in, like, 2006, y'all.
Get your hands up.
You know.
Get down, bitch.
Yeah.
I'ma give you an introduction to the place I stay. We just focus on the goal, trying to make our way. Where these teenagers can be struck with AIDS, and these innocent kids can be struck my cage. Niggas, they stay strapped down, fucked with blades. Either you go to college or you fuck with beige. Give a cop a judge a hand gesture for clan members raping and killing my ancestors. Crime pays to praise my mind cage. That's why I grab a mic and go into blind rage. Snitch niggas pull a cop for bill to get that for broken bones and doctor bills. I ain't hot, nigga, knock it off. All you jealous niggas can deep throat my cop.
called. I consider million flows in one. The soul, the Carolina of the chosen one. Mother, rain on drugs, rain on doves. It's a storm brewing, we gon' rain on clubs. What you know about that Carolina shit? Listen to a cat from Carolina spit. Rain on drugs, rain on doves. It's a storm brewing, we gon' rain on clubs. What you know about that Carolina shit? Listen to a cat from Carolina spit. I'ma give you an introduction to this place I stay. We just focus on the gold, trying to make our way. I ain't never murked a nigga up, ripped the gap. I ain't never sold the powder up, lifted the pack. Just took a couple of bars and ripped the track. Get blended, zoned out, cause it zips the max. Ain't nothing sunny, only thing move is the money. I'm broke as a joke and in the damn thing funny. My stomach be grumbling and my mama be mumbling. But she right there to catch me when I be stumbling. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Give me the freak chick from the whiny hoe. Street niggas respected for the grimy flow. I'm trying to get rich, fuck the shiny dough. You get brain and wipe abroad. And I know death is easy cause life is hard. Doubt my flow, all you niggas in cashews. I'm quick to eat a fake thug, nigga, like fast food. Spit a million flows in one. The soul of Carolina, I'm the chosen one. Cock, rain on drugs, rain on dubs. It's the storm brewing, we gon' rain on clubs. What you know about that Carolina shit? This is to a captain, Carolina spit. Rain on drugs, rain on dubs. It's the storm brewing, we gon' rain on clubs. What you know about that Carolina shit?
Yo, it's THUZZ, representing that 206, you can 253 and 1D. But got real niggas on my side, getting high to hit the tail. You know how we ride, it's that time for us to shine. So let's get it, if you ain't with it, fall back, watch your real cat spit it. I'm tempted to blast on you haters, trying to take my paper. You're not a real chaser, I'm a chaser, dreams the cream will come. You're faking at the scene, your time is done. I'm that one to put the town on the map. If you got doubt, stop and rewind this track. Rain on drugs, rain on dubs. It's a storm brewing, we gon' rain on clubs. What you know about that Seattle shit? Listen to a cat from Seattle spit. Rain on drugs, rain on dubs. It's a storm brewing, we gon' rain on clubs. What you know about that Seattle shit? Listen to a cat from Seattle spit.
What's up? This is your girl Taz at MC, and you are now tuning into the NC Hip Hop Show. Me and my boy Big Sin,
what's up, Sin?
We've teamed up to bring you a new and innovative talk show. We're not only going to chop it up, but we're going to play some cuts, talk about issues in the community, put y'all up on some game, and have real conversations with real people. I mean, really, whenever it says that we're on, trust and believe it's about to go down. Interested in having your music played or being a special guest? Hit us up on social media at NC Hip Hop Show. You can also hit up our site at nchiphopshow.blogspot.com. Without further ado, let's get into it. Pick up the call, he said.
How many beats
now? Sam, I need them all. So I can go raw dog back against the wall. Barbarian boss hog, the writing's in my paws. Pause. My replay value strong, long. I can go on and on, song. From Solomon to Psalms, the truth is in the palms. I bring the storm before the calm. Disarm any MC like jaw, all pedigree. Doggy style tendencies back up. Let me breathe with ease. I'm on my Snoop Dogg bitch, please. Barbarian music, please give me what I need. Barbarian rhymes for barbarian times. Barbarian music for barbarian minds. Barbarian tactics for barbarian lives.
Smoke some with
barbarian
me.
Barbarian rhymes for barbarian times. Barbarian music for barbarian minds. Barbarian tactics for barbarian lives.
Smoke some with me.
Keep it raw, Taz. Organic, no math. Like a condom whiplash. Hardcore, let it splash. Showing my ass, barbarian style. I don't flaunt any cash. Check one, freestyle. Check two, wow, let it do what it do. Check three, all ugly beats keep me cute. Check four, I'm out the box plus the shoes. You said you wanted Grammy, well this cop is just for you. Nailing the MC screwdriver drives energy.
Yeah, I'm burning with rage. Shape this chapter of life, so I'm turning the page. Slow roller with a broad, and she learning my ways. She allergic to bad vibes, so I'm burning the sage. I spit flames, turn the game to ashes. When fire get released like Cain Velasquez. New world order, get your chains and ratchets. Media scare tactics to train the masses. I'm in a battle with heaven and hell. People said I'd be broke, dead up in jail. When you don't set a goal, then you destined to fail. Catch me posted with a bird like Kevin McHale. Take out the trash and close the session. You're talking out your ass with no discretion. Another lost soul with no direction. You a clown doing your best, old depression. It's all political, my words is biblical. One nation under this God is indivisible. Same on the net, I'm the same in the physical. Still slanging out Trump niggas is digital. You never touch my grind. I'm one of the best ever when I bust the line. I'ma live every moment, used to brush the time. About to tear that roof off like Busta Rhymes. I'd rather be me on my worst day, worst day. Than the perpetrate nigga on his birthday, birthday. March 15th, a star is born. Got a swag back from cover ringing alarm. I'd rather be me on my worst day. Than the perpetrate nigga on his birthday, birthday. March 15th. Stars born, got a swag back, front for cover, ending your thoughts. Every day I'm rolling the dice and the rest is a gamble. Defeat is a hard life, lesson to handle. Keep your mouth closed when addressing a scandal. Niggas saved by the bell like Jessica Spano. Career coming to a screeching halt. Every day your boy training like Ethan Hawke. Still cooking the bars that'll eat your heart. That's why I'm so authentic when I speak and walk. You lack discipline, not a crime to figure it. Get found by fishermen floating in Lake Michigan. Bars was bananas when Tupac was bishopping. March 15th, the day I had my christening. Keep the faith and believe in yourself. Focus and peace of mind, that's the key to your wealth. I don't deal with the drama, so I beat it myself. Ducking COVID-19, I'm keeping my health. I'd rather be me on my worst day, worst day. Than the perpetrating nigga on his birthday, birthday. March 15th, the stars born. Got a swag back from the cover, ringing alarm. I'd rather be me on my worst day. Than the perpetrating nigga on his birthday, birthday. March 15th, the stars born. Got a swag back from the cover, ringing alarm.
Yeah, yeah, we took it back all the way with that first track and played Carolina Anthem, Big Sin featuring Tazan MC, which dropped about 2006. And then I had to go ahead and hit you guys with some shit that dropped this year. I dropped that Tazan MC Barbarian Music, which is now available on my EP Linda Flows. And then I also dropped Big Sin March 15th off his March 15th EP, you know, so definitely could tell the difference a little bit, but you know, we've been flowing for years, bro, for years. We
yep.
do this.
Yeah. And you can see the growth, like, you know what I'm saying? Just as artists, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit from 06. Yeah. That's better than some shit motherfuckers putting out now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like we've been paying dues and grinding, man, and pushing, man, for a long time, you know. But, you know, the game, the playing field was a little different back then than it is now, you know, so.
Right, right. It's crazy, you know, because a lot of things,
yeah.
you know, that people are doing, like, we done it, but... You know, back then or early 2000s, a lot of these opportunities were not available. You couldn't just, you know, go viral like that, you know what I'm saying, off of SoundClick.
Yeah.
You know, you might have people listening to your shit and people might hit you up and networking and stuff. It was actually easier back then to be on sites that were more dedicated to music, I feel like, because now you just have to get on, you know, Instagram or Twitter or TikTok and try to blend in. But like back in the day, you could, you know, when you went on SoundCloud, SoundClick, it was all about that music and even MySpace, you know, but MySpace kind of slowly started changing up the game as far as how social media was looking. But, you know, even on sites like Black Planet, you know, part of it was like a dating website, but on the forums, people was going in with that rap shit, you know. So
yeah, that's where a lot of my audience came from Black Planet, like, because it's crazy because a lot of them followed, like, I won't say they followed me, but, you know, when MySpace started popping, they was on MySpace. Mm-hmm. So then, you know what I'm saying, they came along with me on MySpace, and then, like, some of them, I'm still, like, they still tune in, like, today, you know, like, from just from Black Planet, like, 03. You know, 04,
yeah.
Shit like that, you know. But it's like...
That's crazy.
Back then, the thing is, you had to get... You just had to be creative back then.
Mm-hmm.
With how you get your music heard and, you know what I'm saying, and how you build your base and shit. You had to be a little more creative then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, 2-3 Black Planet pages. And, you know, I would just go in the chat rooms and just talk to people or whatever, and then they would go look at my page, and I would have my YouTube video on there. And I have it, like,
mm-hmm.
set to play, like, automatically. So when people go on my Black Planet page, they'll see my YouTube, they'll see my video.
Just,
you know,
play automatically.
And I get a view every time they go on there, you know.
Mm.
I would do stuff like that, you know, just to get heard, you know what I'm saying? I met a lot of people like that, and, you know, and like I said, a lot of them, they still tune in today, like, you know.
That's cool. When you can find, like, there's a few people that I still know from back then. Some people, we've lost contact, or, you know, I don't know if they still rapping or vice versa or whatever, but it's cool when you can meet people that have been there and then can kind of see things how they were and then what they're going today, you know. So that's a blessing, you know, bro, to have people that follow you from different pages, because that basically that's what it is. When one site ain't working or this is the new thing, if people follow you from, you know, those different pages, and that's what's up. I mean, some people follow you and still don't say shit to your ass, so I don't know why the fuck they want to follow you on all your motherfucking pages, but that's a different story, you know what I'm saying? But those that rock with you, you know,
that's some weird
shit. That is weird. Like, some people will follow me on all of my pages, bro, but never speak to me. You never say nothing to me. What the fuck do you want from me? Like, what is it? Like, shit. That's what I want to know. Like, say hi, say something. But every time I get a new page, here come your stinking ass liking my shit. So obviously you be following to an extent. Just, you know, that's it. It just irritates me.
it's some fucking weirdos out here. Some people can't live without you, man. Like, you know. They can't live without you. I'm telling you, some of them, they can't live without you, man. If you was to block them, they'd be sick. They wouldn't even know how to function. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
then
just say that. Just tell us that you love us. Tell us that you love us. Just tell us.
Yeah, I mean, you know. It's okay. It ain't nothing wrong with, like, liking some shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I probably don't like you back like that, but it's cool, you know?
I mean,
it's cool.
I feel like, why the fuck are you here? Like, if you ain't here to support, why are you here? What's your point?
Man,
like, why
I'm
you
still
so
trying to figure it out. Because people just want to be nosy or, you know, see what you're doing so we give them something to talk about. And it's weird, too, also, when you know people in real life that do the shit. You know me in real life, so why is you following me and watching me and shit, but you don't never got nothing to say unless every now and then you drop one of those posts talking about, oh, I know you motherfuckers don't fuck with me or something like that, then here they come, be the first one to like your shit, and you ain't been liking shit, so shit, if the shoe fits, I guess, put it on.
It's like what be killing me, too, is like, you can drop like a million motherfucking, you can drop video clips the whole fucking year and they won't never like shit. But as soon as you post some shit that look like you making some progress in a certain direction, or it look like you're getting in a certain space, or then it's like they'll pop up, they'll hit the like button on that shit. They'll even comment. I'm like, well, where the fuck was you at the last 5 clips I posted? Like, you know what I'm saying? You didn't even hit the like button on it. You didn't comment on it. You don't share nothing. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, why the fuck are you here? If you ain't here to support, why are you here? Why are you here? You don't fuck with?
And you know that they see the shit because just like the scenario you described, they come out when it's convenient for them because I don't know if they feel like they trying to get some shit from you or whatever. And, you know, I'd rather just have somebody just be honest and just say, I'm just here just watching. Okay, well, then I know what's up. You know what I'm saying? But every now and then, that shit ain't cool.
It'd be a, motherfuckers be having agendas, man. They be having, like, fucking hidden agendas and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I
already
know they
do. Yeah, they want to get close to you and shit because they think it's going to be some type of benefit to them, but little do they know, you know what I'm saying? We're not going to fuck with you. Like, you're not supporting on the regular. You're not supporting on the regular. I'm not going to fuck with you, like, when you're popping up out the.
And real recognize real. So, you know, I let people follow me and I don't block you because I want you to see the shit, but it don't mean that I'm not still in the back of my mind wondering what the fuck it is that you want from me. You know what I'm saying? So I have to come up with the scenario, basically, that, you know, you on some hidden agenda shit, you watching, or, you know, you an undercover hater. You got to be. You gotta be, especially when you watch.
Then you got them motherfuckers that don't never like no post, don't never comment on no post, but they be in your fucking story religiously.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's some stalker shit.
They looking at your shit religiously. They looking at your story. You don't even know they on your fucking friends list.
As soon as you post that shit, they be right there, huh? Eyes wide open and everything. Like, damn.
It'd be like the first motherfucker you see on the story and shit. You see they picture.
Exactly.
Like, and then you look at their page. You look at their page, you see tumbleweeds and shit on their page. Motherfuckers ain't posted nothing since April and shit. This goddamn October, they ain't posted nothing since April. And I'm like,
hey, I've seen some people where it's been like a couple years, but some people like that, they'll still like your shit, but they just don't never post nothing, which, you know, you just on there for the entertainment, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? Some of them people will still fuck with you, but some people, like, you know, and it's some people that didn't follow me over the years, like how you were saying, like with the supporters and stuff like that, some of those people have followed me over the years from different pages, and you still don't say nothing to me. Or you used to talk to me, and now all of a sudden you don't fuck with me no more for whatever reasons, but you be quick to follow me. I don't get it.
I feel like, you know what I'm saying, if I post some shit on my story and you don't never like a comment, no post that I put up, but then you always in my story, and then I go to your fucking page, and that shit, like, you know, on the episode of The Fresh Prince, when he went in the living room and all the furniture and shit was gone, that's how they page me. I mean, that shit is ghost town.
You know what I'm going to do, bro? I'm going to put some thirst traps in my shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to put a naked-ass motherfucker up in there. Not me, you know, but I'm going to find me some naked pictures of a man, too, because it'll probably
make how will we know?
Feel crazy.
How would we know it's not you? You don't never post no damn pictures.
You know what? I'm gonna stick my dick in your ear, son.
and we can hell no. And then hell no. And then we can start with the televideo.
Oh, I try to get us distracted off of that.
let's talk about it. This the NC Hip Hop Show. But
the thing is that you already know how it works. You know what I'm saying?
See, ladies and gentlemen, this is the deal. We're doing a video for the song Telly Savalas.
Ain't nobody asked you nothing.
And most of the people on the song already then shot their parts for the video.
Maybe
including
half of the people.
And I shot mine. And
okay,
I know Capital GT got hers, and I know
How many videos have you recorded?
What for Telly?
No, for, well, yeah, motherfucker, how many of you have here?
I recorded a bunch of them, you know what I'm saying? You know?
How
I'm not,
have
I'm not
recorded?
Zero.
Exactly, motherfucker. So when you get this one, you gonna shut the fuck up. So my point being, with his shenanigans, he a professional when it comes to this. Those that know me know that I don't really post videos like that. And so this is a new step for me and a new beginning. And all I asked for was some support. That's all I wanted. I wanted you to come help me do it.
I asked you
for your support, and you just clown me live on the air like she ain't doing it.
I'm cold-blooded as hell. Them tears ain't achieving
I'm
nothing.
You know what? Fuck you, Ryan. Fuck you. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Can we say fuck you
get
on
in front
air?
Get in front of the camera, anime.
Oh, see, look. You get on my nerves. On that note, we going to play music. So let's talk about some of the songs that we have played already. Like, I did play the Barbarian music in the March 15th track, which we played on past episodes. But what are some of your other favorite tracks that we've played on the show?
Like we were talking about the Vinny Dangerous song.
Vinny Danger. That's what I'm going to do to you. You know,
hey, I mean, you can cut me off, but before you cut me off, get that Telly verse. Take care of that first.
And what you mean when I said, and why you say that when I said, nigga, and for you talking about, you know what, I'm going to cut your ass out before I play cut this bitch off. Because when I'm talking about, I'm going to put in the stories, I'm going to put a naked man, and you talking about how we know it's you. Or not you, motherfucker, you didn't see me in person. I damn near slapped the shit out you, bro, when I came to North Carolina. You know what I'm saying?
Not well. But see, that was before you said it was going to be a man and shit. You know what I'm saying?
We just had to get that.
After I said that shit, then you were like, yeah, it's going to be a man. I'm like, oh.
No. We going to listen back to the tape and see. We say, if anything, we said it at the same time. But I said that a little bit before you. That's what made me say, wait a minute. That's why I was like, I'll put my dick in your ear, son. You know what I'm saying?
Now you're all female. You know?
Yes, I know that.
Had I,
I'm trying to make
had
it
I
seem
known,
like I won't.
I should have recorded you, though, when you was here.
Trying to make it seem like know? I'm going to put a naked man in my story and it might be me. You see what kind of shenanigans? Then there's a type of memes and videos he be putting on his shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? How we know it's you? How we know it's really you?
I post Christian stuff on my page. You can go
look
at it.
Oh, okay. You know what? I'm about to play Vinny Dangerous. We will be back in just a minute, peeps. Let's get it. Shout out to Vinny Dangerous.
Cut that bitch off. you got me feeling like Nino. Think you gon' get over me for a minute? I cut you off and you gone in a second. No second thought of it, no hesitation. Handing out pieces like it's an eviction. Happen fast like blinking, you miss it. And nobody looking for you when you miss it. Sometimes it's these people in the way your blessings. So you gon' have to hit that hole with the highs. Then you run off the field like you cut from the scene. Life is a movie, we cut out some scenes. Try to do me dirty, treat me like an outcast. I'm the one that's coming out fresh and so clean. You forgot you expendable. Said it swap you out like The Rock for Vin Diesel. Remember, it ain't nothing to cut that bitch off. Up and camp in the whip while I skirt off.
No more pretending, I am not with this. Wasting my time with basic women. You sing on the gram, wanting attention. I'm good love and joy, it's back to the mission. You stay playing games, I'm asking what are we. Guess it's a karma for girls that I've done. Wait, I'm so appalled, told you applause. Thought I'd bongo when I settle for brunch. Your attitude sucks, it's draining my soul. Screaming in silence, you don't hear my pain. Keep focused on stuff, I know that I've changed. I ran out of fuck, now I'm numbing my brain. Learning myself while you finding yourself. I am the shit, bitch, you are the help. It is what it is, you grow with the pain. You live and you learn, man, that's part of the game.
Cut that bitch off. Cut that bitch off. Now you got me feeling like Nino. You don't want me feeling like Nino. Cut that bitch off. Cut that bitch off. Now you got me feeling like Nino. You don't want me feeling like Nino. Cut that bitch off. Cut that bitch off. Now you got me feeling like Nino. You don't want me feeling like Nino. Now you got me feeling like Nino.
That's the problem with you niggas, man. Out here playing. Everybody ain't motherfucking playing, bruh. Stay focused, young nigga, and get that motherfucking paper, you heard? Shit serious. Come on.
We done came a long way, late nights and long days. Walking down that runway, I know I went the wrong way. One day I'll make it back,
Yeah.
Can't stay broke, no one crime pays. 24/7 going 7 days. Streets is hot, this a heat wave. Cage or the grave, man, I wish I had him back.
Young noble outlaw, Maul the magician. Not your average, I stay up on some different shit. I stay consistent, doing this for a long time. I done came a long way from selling long dimes. In them alleyways, ducking from the one time. Still waiting for the rain to turn to sunshine. Lost souls, they gon' meet me at the crossroads. Don't find yourself there early, trying to cross no. These days, we just trying to find a little peace. Running these streets gave us all PTSD. It's like I work better under pressure. You ever felt like the whole world was out to get ya? Shout out to them soldiers in the Vista, trying to make it out of the struggle, hustle relentless. Trying to make it out of this maze, trapped in a system. Trying to make it through the day, trapped in this mental prison.
Hey, we done came a long way, late nights and long days. Walking down that one way, I know I went the wrong way. One day I'll
make it back, yeah.
Can't stay broke, no one crime
pays.
24/7 going
7 days.
Streets is hot, this a heat wave. Cage or the grave, man, I wish I had him back.
You ain't never got to ask if we rap like that, nigga. Cause caterpillars never speak when it's beat. We stay surrounded by generals at the last table. With Machiavelli fatal flows, Lord knows we never blow it on Bugatti before we invest in our babies. Shady is the white man, hands in every nigga's pocket. Pocket to my outlet and bless the plug with more riches, gifts, and talents. While balancing triple beams, they look at you different. When you're digital with rifles in the window, throwing stones through their glass shields, battlefield syndrome. Forgive us for living comfortable, like money don't fold. I chose my family, we walk the beat, one accord. Rather fall on my sword than cheese and toast with rodents. I'm stitched authentic like a nasty New Jersey, pulling strings like we cut the net. It's complex like the project, but we made it look easy. Fat me's greasy, nigga, nigga.
We didn't came along. Long way, late nights and long days. Walking down that one way, I know I went the wrong way. One day I'll
make it back, yeah.
can't stay broke knowing crime pays. 24/7 going 7 days. Streets is hot, this a heat wave. Cage or the grave, man, I wish I had him back.
Rest in peace, pop, screaming outlaws without pause. Bomb first, hand-to-hand combat. Tap jaws in the middle of this business, can't talk. Made a way, MLK, regulating asphalt. Out thinking your last thought. Represent city blocks, mascot. Grew up as a have-not. Tempered by the fire, last starfighter. Burning up quarter miles, in and out of stash spots. Federal 40 water, strictly for my knocks on the blocks. Rumble bended, fat knots, drugs on, busting up a padlock. One hand washes the other, I'm the keeper of my brother. I swear it on my stand-up, ghetto rivals grinning doubt. Chew them up and spit them out, pushing for the fair amount. Contact and one, only had to happen once. Can or won't, ball fist, handgun. Till they understand us, officially they clammed up. And what, and what, and what?
We done came
what?
A long way,
long way.
Late nights and long days,
long days.
Walking down that one way, I know I went the wrong way. One day I'll make it back,
I'll make it back, yeah.
Can't stay broke, knowing crime pays. 24/7, going 7 days.
7 days.
Streets is hot, this a heat wave. Cage or the grave, man, I wish I had him back.
I had him back.
Yo, what's up? I want to take some time to send a special shout out to our sponsor, Walk Excellent. Walk Excellent is a new and upcoming business. If you don't know, they make 100% pure and natural body butters, fragrance oils, face and skin products, and more. Make sure that you check them out at www.walkexcellent.com. You can also follow them on Instagram and Twitter at Walk Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to our sponsor, Walk Excellent. And I do want to send a shout out to DJ iSizzle and Kid Gravity Beyond. You are our two winners from our past previous guests. And so we'll be sending you some giveaways and gifts and things like that. And I will reach out to make sure that I have your guys' address to get that out to you. And in that mix, we did play Vinny Dangerous, Cut That Bitch Off. And then I also played Waste Management, Dream Chasing. So, you know,
yeah.
That was another track, you know, from this past year that the cats from Seattle, I had to throw that in the mix because I'm feeling that track right there for sure.
Yeah,
you know?
Angle, man. I'm going to have to come to
it
Seattle,
is.
Too, man.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm going to get you high as soon as you get off the plane, too.
And that's all. Like, only thing about coming out there is just getting on that damn plane, you know what I'm saying? I'm like Mr. T on the A-team when it comes to flying and shit, you know?
That's why you need something to smoke when you get off because your nerves are going to be bad, bro.
I know I'd be high as a giraffe coochie on the stepladder if I come out there. Mm-hmm. I already know.
Yeah.
That's
why when I flew out there, I took one of those Benadryls, them allergy pills, because I already know what they do to you, so that I could go to sleep and be cool, you know. So you can do it, bro. Yeah, because that's, especially when I went to North Carolina, I went out there by myself, but me and my cousin, we had already did that because she don't like flying either, but it definitely helps. Take an early morning flight, early in the morning, get you one of them Benadryls, take your ass to sleep, and by the time that shit wear off, you should be close.
Word.
Close.
I flew like one time, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it was like with Southwest, and we was up there in the sky, and I heard the engine go off, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I asked the stewardess, I'm like, I know I ain't going crazy. I'm like, what's going on? I like, the engine off? She like, yeah, they cut the engine off to save gas. And I said, shit. Dang. I said, y'all ain't put no gas in this motherfucker before we left the ground. I like, shit, what if he try to cut that bitch back on and it don't come on? I'm like, you know, like... Stop playing with me, man.
Right. Were you flying by yourself?
Nah, I was with two other motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? And, like, when I heard this shit go off, I asked, you know, I looked at one of them. I'm like, shit, I'm like, nigga, I know you heard the engine go off. And he's like, yeah. He all calm and shit. And I'm like, motherfucker, nigga, we got a crisis going on here. That's when I asked the stewards. He's like, they saving gas. I'm like, shit, you should have filled this bitch up before we left the ground.
Shut up.
I got a bigger plane one or some shit. What the fuck you talking about saving gas? Right. You don't cut the fucking engine off. You keep that bitch going.
I'm trying to tell you on that. You know, these planes, you just never know, man. And, like, we caught a plane. We went, it was a couple years ago, I think 2017, 18 or whatever, when we were doing the Smoker Society and Hemp Life magazine tour. We took a plane from Seattle to Portland and then to Denver. It was like a round trip of tickets you can kind of buy all at the same time. You know what I mean? One-way tickets until you get home. And so we caught a flight from Seattle to Portland. We're hella close. So that fucking flight was like 45 minutes. But that plane was so little, bro. Like, I was spooked. Like, you know, if I would have known it was going to be like that, I would have just fucking just took the Greyhound or did something else to get there, because that motherfucker was like a small-ass plane and shit, and the only thing that made it better is they gave us free drinks when we went there, alcohol, all that. So once I had that, then I was cool, but I started getting claustrophobic, like, you know, when they... You know, when you get on the plane, it just feels like all the air is gone. And, like, I feel like I can't breathe. You know what I'm saying? So imagine being on a tiny-ass, low-ass plane and shit, and the same thing happening. I'm like, shit, I ain't doing this shit no more till after I got them drinks. Yeah. I said, maybe I might.
when I flew to Arizona, shit, I caught the bus back home. Shit, man, it took me about a week to get the fuck home.
Yeah, I don't like that. Not cool.
I was looking at the ticket and shit, and it was like, I think I went from Arizona to, like, the next switch was going to be in fucking Dallas. And that shit was like, I seen, like, three on that shit. I'm thinking, like, maybe 3 hours. I seen a D beside that. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, see, that's not cool. Being on a bus that long, stanking asses. That's all I'm going to say. Motherfuckers get on there and be looking rough. If you be meeting anybody, if that's going to be somebody you fucking with, unless that's your family, don't have them come picking you up from no Greyhound and you done been on that motherfucker 24, 48 hours, 72, come out that motherfucker looking like James Brown, hair sticking all up and shit.
When I got to Atlanta, my cousin picked me up. I'm telling you, when I got to her house, she went to work. She had like a guest room. Man, I hopped in the shower. I laid in the bed. I'm telling you, I know I slept. It felt like I slept for like a day.
Yeah.
In that motherfucker.
It's tiring because you got to sit up the whole time. And, you know, I've been on Greyhound from just California to Seattle. That was over 24 hours. You know what I'm saying? And I will never do that again. When I go to Portland, it's cool because that's 2-3 hours, you know what I'm saying? But that time being on there, and I was with my peoples, and I ain't trying to talk shit, but they stinking and shit. Like, you need to get home and wash your ass, and you sitting right next to me, and that's not nice. It's not nice. You know, motherfuckers want to talk to you. Nigga, we need to get somewhere so we can brush our teeth. We can't be on here just, you know, conversing like that. And, you know, it's not sanitary. You know, what if you got to use the bathroom and handle your business? Like, do the shit for real. You using a fucking public little-ass bathroom all on the bus. It's not comfortable to me, bro. It's not.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? So, not at all. I need a tour bus if I'm going to be on a bus.
If I come out there, I'm like, going to have to be on a plane, but...
I ain't mean your stinking ass at no fucking Greyhound station, because you been in that motherfucker for a week.
First time I'm going to give you a big hug. I'm like, come here. I'm like, Cassie, I'm going to give you a big hug. I'm gonna be smelling like a hot dog.
Nah, you know, you my homeboy, bro. I got you. I'm gonna bring you some deodorants and things and make sure you right, bro. I'm gonna make sure you right.
We all
make
must
sure you right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And coming in the summer when it's so hot, you be in there baking and shit like, and shit, nigga. You ain't right, bro.
I plan to come to L.A., though, before the year is over.
Oh, that's what's
up. I plan to come out that way. Yeah, before 2021 is done.
I know, that's right.
And I'm going to face my fears, and I'm going to get on that plane. I'm coming out there. I'm going to get
you
a straight flight, though.
Yeah, no, that's early morning is the best because, like, when I came out there, that was the first time I ever flew by myself, and I was so scared. But if it was not for me wanting to go to the battle rap and see Loaded Lux and fucking Hollow the Don, I probably would not have went. But I had to talk myself into it. And once I bought the ticket, it was a wrap. You know what I'm saying? So I knew once I did that, ain't no choice but to go. And I just did what I did. I took that Benadryl. My flight was at 5:30 in the morning, and it was good at that time frame because it's not a lot of people and shit, you know, out there like that, catching that time frame. So that's what I would suggest because it took a good, I want to say 7 to 9 hours or something like that. I don't really remember. I didn't smoke weed and did all kind of shit since then. But it took a little bit of time to get there to North Carolina. You know what I'm saying? And I know when I do mail things to North Carolina, it takes longer than the average mailing to another state type shit. So it's deep, bro. It's deep.
So when you came out, was it any layovers or did you just come straight out?
No, I made sure I caught a straight flight too. I'm not really into that. You know, especially flying by myself for the first time, I wanted to make sure that I was cool and I got to everywhere that I needed to go. And it wasn't as, you know, I was overthinking a lot of stuff, so it wasn't really as complicated as I thought it was. But, yeah, I'm not that much of an experienced flyer to want to do layovers unless I'm laying over in a spot that I might know somebody that's going to come through and, you know, chill for a little while. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into doing it just to be doing it.
Because when I looked it up, it was saying straight flight. It said it'd be like, I think like 5-6 hours, something like that, to L.A.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what it was saying.
Yeah. I'm going to fly like Delta or some shit like that. I ain't fucking with Spirit.
Hell no.
You know,
hell no.
And
they charge more.
They might ask me to fly the plane if I fly Spirit. They might be like, "You want to fly the plane and shit?"
Oh no!
They don't want that.
No. Well, look, it looks like that we have somebody that is calling in here. I don't know if they want to say anything, but let me go ahead and tap in the line real quick and see if they want to say something. Call, are you there?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
This is DJ I Sizzle. I just wanted to call and congratulate you guys on the one-year anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
Good looks.
We appreciate that. Yes. And make sure that also, I don't know if you were listening, but you are one of our winners for one of our giveaways. So just email, you know, your address and everything to me so that I can make sure that we get that gift and that prize out to you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yeah,
really awesome.
You're welcome. And thank you for sending us that track, too, as well. We like that I Get It In with Girl Highlight. Yeah, that was hard.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much for playing that. Thank you for playing that. I really appreciate that. It's I'm sure you guys know the independent game of music is it's interesting. You know, getting yourself played. So.
Indeed. And you produced that beat, right?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of producing the beats right now. I'm just putting a new album together, and I'm trying to work with everybody around the world, really. Just getting different verses and features. Yeah. So, you know, similar to what you guys are doing, you know, working, you know, Carolina to Seattle. You know, I like that. That's cool. You guys do that.
Indeed. Well, make sure that you stay, you know, connected with us so that we can, you know, bring you back on the show when you got your project out so we can help you promote it too.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah, I would really appreciate that. Yeah, it'd be really cool.
Nice. Please
call
nice.
In anytime.
Hey, Big Finn, man, I was checking out your YouTube channel the other day, and you have a song on there called Happy Father's Day. That's a really
yeah.
cool video. Yeah, I was feeling the flow and the beat. Yeah, it's a great idea.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, of course, man.
I appreciate you watching.
I have so much respect for just lyricists and, you know, rap artists. I mean, you guys make it sound easy. Like, it's not easy, though. It's not easy at all.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, we've been doing it for quite some time. So, you know, it may seem like it, but, yeah, it definitely is something that we definitely we love, you know. And so we're just happy to, you know, be able to continue to still do it today, you know, after all this time. And we still got bars for y'all, still.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that record though. I like the feel of that the song that you sent. I like the feel of that. It was like a breath of fresh air to hear that. To just hear just like a different sound, like, you know, like it was good to hear that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, I appreciate you noticing that. You know, and thank you, for the compliment, man. That means a lot. You know, coming from you guys means a lot.
You know, because, like, a lot of people, they don't like to go outside the box, man, with music. But it feels good when you, like, when you hear a song, you know, somebody just, like, go totally in another direction. Like, it's always a breath of fresh air to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Especially you know. When it's nice, though, too. Like, you know, like, hip-hop is just so diverse in so many ways. And when you have something that, you know, is different and out the box, but it's still nice on the beat, still nice lyrically, and still has a good message. You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. That girl highlight, man, she's from Nigeria, West Africa.
Okay.
And she just
nice.
She blessed me. I told her, I said, you know, just make something really, you know, fun party vibe, you know, something that, you know, easily accessible. And she, man, I was so impressed with that. Like, I just, you know, she's super, super cool artist to work with. So, yeah.
That's cool. Well, we definitely appreciate you calling into the show. Did you have any shout-outs or anything you want to say to the people?
Carolina Anthem, you know, I know that song's a little bit older, but that was my first time hearing it. And, you know, I just... Man, Big Sin, you pretty much ate that beat. Like, just like, wow. Like, that's lyrically, like, I mean, just on point. And, you know, Taz as well. Like, that was a good collaboration. That was a really good collaboration.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it.
You know, that beat, when he played the beat for him, that beat got like a West Coast feel to it. And
mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying, West Coast hip hop, that's my favorite hip hop, like out of all the regions. Like, I just love West Coast hip hop. I listen to a lot of it. And so, like, you know, that's why, like, I got Tazzy on it, because, you know, she got that Seattle, you know, that Seattle flow. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, she was just perfect on the beat.
Yeah, they came together nicely. That's what's up, bro. I love hip hop. A lot of my favorite artists are East Coast, but I love hip hop from all areas, because people bring something different. You know, I like underground hip hop better, you know, just because people are more creative and they just put their all into it, you know, and you can just tell really good music. And when people love it and are passionate about behind what they do, you know, and so that to me,
you know, like,
you know, is definitely something dope.
What I love about the, about West Coast hip hop is, one thing I like about it is, like with the music, like it's like a lot of like live instruments. And then like sample choices and I feel like the flows is like more from the soul, like, you know, I feel like, you know, like sort of like with Pac, when Pac used to do his songs, like he would just, you know what I'm saying, do the songs fast. He wouldn't put a lot of thought into it, but he would put more of his heart into it, like type music.
You
so
can
that's
feel
like,
that. You can feel that. Yeah. You can
and
feel
it.
And
it's like a lot of West Coast artists, like, they make music like that, and that's the type of music that I like to make, as opposed to just sitting down and racking my brain trying to think of a bunch of big words to, you know, make a song.
I feel you.
I just feel like, you know, West Coast hip-hop, I feel like it's more, like, from the soul, like, you know, so.
You can feel that pain, you know, and that grind and that struggle, and that's why I like that song that I played earlier by Waste Management, you know, with that dream chasing and that hook, the way that they were singing it and the way that it came together, like, you could tell, you know what I'm saying, that's some real shit. So I feel you on that, bro. I feel
and,
you.
And, like, you know, and then I like the fact that a lot of West Coast artists, they independent and they do their thing independently and, you know, I just like that. I just gravitate to that, you know. I love all coasts, though, but West Coast is my favorite, though.
West Coast? No. Yeah, I feel you, bro. But, yeah, you know, DJ iSizzle, you know, definitely, you know, stay in touch with us. Send us, you know, tracks, you know, that you want played. You know, we got you. And then, like I said, email me your address so that I can get that gift out to you. I'll probably mail it out Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. Thank you guys so much, you know, and keep going at it because, you know, like, I don't know, you guys have good chemistry and I'm glad you got started and are keeping it going. Yeah.
Appreciate you.
We definitely will. We appreciate you. Peace and love and enjoy the rest of your day.
Will do. You guys as well, man. Talk to you soon.
All right. Peace.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, keep the love going, keep the love circulating. Shout out to DJ iSizzle. We appreciate, you know, him calling in. And I'm not sure exactly what episode that he called in, but just go to our page and just check him out. You know, all of them. You can go to our page. You can check us out on Spotify. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Just put in the NC Hip Hop Show. We'll come on up and, you know, start from the beginning. Why not? You know, see how we've been progressed over that year and, you know, the type of content, you know, that we've been bringing you. You know, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, because he had a good story, like, when he caught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's up. So, yeah, iSizzle and Kid Gravity Beyond, they are going to get some gifts and prizes from us. I will get that out to you guys in the next couple of days. That will be coming from our sponsor, Walk Excellent. But, yeah, let's get back into a couple more cuts before we get on up out of here today, I guess. What else you feeling from the past year? What should I play, bro?
I think you should play that Mr. Jones joint.
Mr. Jones, yeah. Since we're talking about 206 and that West Coast,
that's another grinder. You know what I'm saying? He grind too, you know.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's get it in, Mr. Jones. Think Tank. Let's go.
It's real crazy, man. Niggas can't even get up, man. It's hard. Shit, niggas hurt right now. So what you gonna do about it, man?
Early in the morning, having a blunt with my coffee and pancakes. Ready to take the world on, I want the bag, make no mistakes. I'm ducking and dodging these ho-pos like we ducking and dodging this COVID. In and out of the traffic based on the fact that I got to have here. Mask on, check, gloves on, check. Not them heaters on. Flat, show me 6 feet of respect. Yeah, I'm all inside of my think tank. I run the game and get that. Snatch it up and get back. Riding in a Cadillac. Host two with the hubcaps. Smoke outside of my window. Leaving the scene slow. I do my turn on my own. I would never tell on myself. No. With you, gotta get it. You gotta get it. That's how the game go. Ain't no stopping me, though.
Thinking of my next move, all inside my think tank. Chestnut, checkers, I strategize for big bang. I'm really about that pay, pay. And she wanted my think tank. Drip so wet, I don't care what she say. Say the biggest about my next move, all inside my think tank. Chestnut, checkers, I strategize for big bang. I'm really about that pay, pay. And she wanted my think tank. Drip so wet, I don't care what she say.
I'm all inside of my think tank. Thinking of a hustle, I'ma get that. Counting 20s, 50s, 100s, ball. Gonna find out where some more at. Hopping on my Bruce Wayne. All inside of my think tank. Taking it to the next level, shit. All inside of my think tank. Signing deals and serving kill. When reality, where your head at? I talk dollars and cents. And when reality, where your head at? I boost the game and level up. I'ma call that boss enough. I stay on my paper chains with my face on my plate. I'm just laying bricks to build a wall. Where they hating, that's all. When I'm staying focused about that paper. And ready to get it all. I get all inside of my head when I get to thinking about that bread. Look, give me mine or I'm outie. Unless there's more to be made. Hey.
I'm thinking of my next move. All inside my think tank. Chestnut, checkers, I strategize for big bang. I'm really about that pay, pay. And she wanted my think tank. Drip so wet, I don't care what she say. Say the biggest about my next move. All inside my think tank. Chestnut, checkers, I strategize for big bang. I'm really about that pay, pay.
Rhyme and rip the esophagus right out of your body. I'm always on my purpose, ain't got no time to party.
I'm here to wash them all up. 80% of y'all stuck. SP, you're plugged in, yes sir. That's what's up. Let's go. Blow the roof off the mother, then I stutter. Shout out to my man's friends, we got that guns and butter. It's a massacre, your mother effing right, Dark Caesar. I'm kicking down the door and shattering the glass ceiling. I know it's bewildering how FP keep killing them. Lyrical cyanide and we shoving the needle in. Distinguished gentlemen, lyrically I'm on 10. Fuck around if you want, I love a challenge. I'm that guy, you know. I'm that guy, I'm out here to keep the rest of y'all on y'all toes. That's what we do.
With Mr. Jones and Think Tank, and then that was Brandon Lee, produced by the Unfaithables, and it features Admiral Nick, Furious Nick, and Mr. FP. Fire. That's all I'm going to say. Both them tracks, fire. The tracks we played before that, fire. You know, there's just so many that we played over the last year or so. You know, and we can't play everybody, but, you know, that's just to give y'all just a little sample how the year has went and some of the tracks that kind of, you know, stood out that they're like, yeah, we got to play that on this anniversary episode. You feel me? But, yeah, man, nobody else wanted to call into the show. I feel so bad. I'm so bad. I feel like a Sophia voice. You know what I'm saying? From the
color purple. Everybody,
nobody won't call into this show. All the other shows, everybody won't call in. Then it's time for the anniversary show. Don't nobody won't call nobody. We see how it is.
I told him I'd fix that phone line. I can tell if it'd be messed with.
I know that's right. Look, we have prizes to give to you guys. And, you know, I'm going to try to hold on to them. You know, I might give them to my family. Christmas is coming up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all don't come get these gifts. I ain't just going to go give them to you. So we're going to try to, you know, have a show. I think we're talking about doing something next week. So make sure that y'all tune in and, you know, take advantage of this stuff. It's free. It's free. Why not take it? Everybody likes gifts. I know I do.
Good product, too.
Yeah. You know, Sin, he didn't try it. You know, I didn't try it. You know, the Walk Excellent products is popping. You know what I'm saying?
Beard.
Tell us what you tried from Walk Excellent.
I tried the shea butter, like a mango butter or something like that. The beard oil. Like, I mean, my beard is like, it's so healthy, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's soft. You know,
right.
I don't look like, my shit used to look like Anthony Hamilton. You know what I'm saying? Then I started taking that beard oil, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's like totally different now. It's nice and soft, and, you know.
Right.
When I comb it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have to, like, strain and comb it. And,
right.
You know,
it ain't nappy and shit. You ain't breaking off combs in your beard no more.
Yeah, because I was going through combs at one point, like,
I know. When we went to the URL battle, you used my comb and I never got it back. Come to find out, you broke that motherfucker and that beard.
I broke that bitch. I kind of dropped that in the trash. I was hoping you were going to forget about it, you know?
Oh, you know, I ain't going to forget. I'm glad that you good now.
Yeah, man, like I got this, I'm using the same comb and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the comb, it ain't almost like broken half and shit. It's nice. It's still strong like it was. So.
Well,
but Walk Excellent is a good product, man. I recommend that to everybody.
Yeah, and you know, ladies, I've been using the lip gloss lately, and I love it. Like, it makes my lips feel soft, and I got that little that glow. Just let your soul glow. And then, you know, you got all that. And it's all natural products and ingredients, no harsh chemicals or anything like that. And I use the body butter almost every day. So, you know, I fucks with it. I'll say I fucks with it, you know. So, you know, hopefully y'all will fucks with it too. Hit us up. Stay connected. Come get some of these prizes before they gone, because once they gone, they gone. So, you know, why not try it out now? You know, I have some drawstring bags available. I got some face masks available. You know, everywhere you go, you got to have a mask on now. So, you know, if you're going to wear a mask, you might as well walk excellent with it. So tune in to these shows, because you know, Walk Excellent currently sponsors the NC Hip Hop Show, so it's only right that I give them away on the NC Hip Hop Show. Otherwise, like I said, Christmas is coming up, so family,
and also
y'all
like
some gifts.
I like when you get it. You know what I'm saying? It'd be like in a nice little bag, and it'd be little rocks
mm-hmm.
in there, shaped like hearts, and you get to get a little card with it, and you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's
You feel the love, right? You feel the love.
Yeah, like
I know
it,
I do.
I feel like the person that packed it, like, you know, they care about their customers. Like, you know, you just make you feel like, you know how you
right.
go to a restaurant, you ask for some ketchup, and they want to fight you and shit. But
right.
you feel like the customer is first when you get something from Walker.
Like, they already give you the ketchup. They give you the ketchup and the fry sauce and the butter. They give it to you already in advance instead of you asking for it. And then the waiter got an attitude or going to be like, oh, that's going to cost you 20 or 30 cents. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you believe some of these fast food places be like that? Oh, let me get some ranch or some tartar that I 20 cents. What?
you go to Chick-fil-A, you ask for some condiments, man, they'll give you a case, like the box that came on the truck, give you the whole fucking case.
Mm.
You go to Popeyes or churches or somewhere, you ask for some hot sauce,
mm-hmm.
shit, they might grab you and pull you through the window and shit.
Yeah, see? And what I hate, and I'm sorry, like if I get fries, I hate the motherfuckers that want to give me one ketchup. Who the fuck uses one ketchup? And I need at least a couple of them motherfuckers, bro. I do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm like, okay, because if you have, you know, I don't eat meat, but if I get a vegetarian burger or something else on the side, I might want to put some on that too. You know?
Yeah.
And give me my, I like sauce. I'm a person that I enjoy sauce. So when you be stingy and only want to give me one, and it's always, I'm not trying to talk shit about nobody, Lord forgive me, but it's always a fat motherfucker that only want to give you one. Well, you know good and damn well your fat ass eat at least 10 of them by yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
that's why they don't want to give them to you.
Yeah, because they done took them.
Think about his lunch break and shit. He like, I'm finna put all on this one burger.
Remember that movie? What was it? Dynamite, where the motherfucker put the tater tots in his pocket. What movie was that?
Mm-hmm.
Napoleon Dolomite? What was
it? And Napoleon Dynamite, I believe.
Yeah, shit like that. So I feel you, you know, when it comes to, you know, good service and things like that, like, you know, I feel like if I'm going to spend my money or do anything, I want to be treated in a good way too. Don't just throw me some shit and be like, here you go. Present it to me. Make it nice. And so, you know, I understand, you know, what you're saying with that analogy, and Walk Excellent definitely, you know, does that with their customers. And, you know, check them out, walkexcellent.com, or tune into the NC Hip Hop Show, at least for the next couple of episodes, so that you guys can take some advantage of these gifts and prizes, you know, that we have to give away. So, yeah, man, that's all I got right now. Oh, make sure that you check out our new EPs that we've dropped. Sin, he just dropped his EPs. Tell us about it real quick.
It's the Sinister Intentions EP, and it's 6 bangers on there. I got a song that's going to be featured in the film called Messy 2, and the movie's going to be on Amazon Prime, and I'm also going to be playing a role in the film. I'm going to be playing like a petty crook named Lee, you know what I'm saying? And the movie is about counterfeit money. I think a guy just got out of prison, and he's trying to find a hustle, and I play the petty crook. Like, I'm going to buy something from him, and then I rob him for him, and it's crazy. But
yeah, that's good, bro. So make sure you check that out.
Pensions EP, 6 bangers, man. I'm telling you, you'll love it. If you love real hip-hop from the heart and soul, you're going to love this.
And then also make sure you check out that Hulk Smash that he dropped earlier this year, too. That's fire, too. You know, and both of them are streaming online, so feel free, you know, to check them out on Spotify or, you know, iTunes, whatever your favorite digital platform is, check him out. And then I recently dropped the hard copy. That whole EP is produced by The Unfadables, so make sure you check that out at taz.mc.com. I also got that on my Bandcamp page at taz.mc. And then a few months ago, I also dropped my EP, Linda Flows. So we over here working. You know what I'm saying? We got this fire for y'all. So come get it. Come get it. Come check it out. Spread the love. Send us some of your heat. You know, tap in with us. You know, we got a lot going on. And
you going to play another song on the way out?
Yeah. What you want to hear on the way out, bro?
You got that OG OTI?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
I want to hear one of his joints, man. Young man from Southern Pines, North Carolina. Try to get him on here to interview him. You know what I'm saying? Dope young man. He got a podcast himself.
Oh, that's what's
dope
up.
Dope young man.
Okay.
I don't know exactly how old he is. I think he's like in his early 20s, like very early 20s. But the music that he make, he got an old soul. You know, so.
We're
going to get him on, man.
Check that out. Yeah, OG OTI, and I got this track called Breaking Bad. So I'm going to go ahead and play this, and we're going to go ahead and ride out to this song right here. So peace and love, bro, as always, and I'm going to catch you on the next episode, bro.
I'll see you on the next episode.
You know how we do. NC Hip Hop Show, hosted by Taz at MC and Big Sin. And right now we're going to play OG OTI. Breaking Bad.
Nigga, out money, I'm calling it right now, bitch. In actuality, no fraud in my anatomy. Bashfully practicing, attacking beasts, having knees. My soul old is out of me. Catastrophes happen from Southern Pines to Aberdeen.
Light my weed with the flame of my eyes. Half a G, see him taking formula. Still in a hot recipe, they leaving no help. Had to manifest my destiny. Dreams stay dreams till you dedicate your everything. Hard time, show a nigga what he really about. Tend to always find the truth like I scouted out. She told me she fell in love at the roundabout. I told her shut up, I just wanna see them titties bounce. Hard time, show a nigga what he really about. Tend to always find the truth like I scouted out. She told me she fell in love at the roundabout. I told her shut up, I just wanna see them titties bounce. My vernacular pure, no false additives. Niggas came for bullshit, like matter to sit back and watch the algorithms, average and establishments. The first step is identifying barriers. Walter White, bitch, I'm trying to break bad with this. Me versus you, like comparing moon rings to mandarins. Always had a liking to breaking the mold. Fear is paralyzing, like anchors to boats. Asking for advice, tell them stay on their toes. Most people remain the same, won't change for the growth. It's dues to the game that you pay when you owe. Should call them frost giants, how they handle it cold. But like a drunk man, keep stammering on. Then all your substance lost and your standards are gone.